We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, 7:30 now. Cloudy sky and 42 degrees. Steve and Tad in the morning on KNSS. Congress again tries to find common ground on a coronavirus spending bill this week, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Tuesday is the deadline for a deal.
After 2 weeks of being sidelined after three Republicans tested positive for the coronavirus, the full Senate returns this week with another attempt to advance COVID relief legislation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the offer will be narrow, $500 billion, focused on small businesses, schools, and unemployment benefits. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have been negotiating a comprehensive package, and President Trump has indicated he's willing to go higher than a $1.8 trillion proposal made by the administration. That sum, McConnell says, is too big a sell for most of his Republican members. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Lyons Police Department have identified the officer shot Friday afternoon outside a Lyons residence as 36-year-old Corey Ryan.
Officer Ryan was shot multiple times when responding to a 911 call from a citizen who reported being threatened with a gun. He is in critical but stable condition at a Wichita hospital. Lyons Police Chief Justin Holliday sustained minor injuries when he removed a 56-year-old Lyons man from the shooting scene. Holliday was treated at a local hospital and is now recovering at home. That 56-year-old injured man was later released from the hospital. After a 2.5-hour standoff, the shooter, 40-year-old Adam Rabick, came out of the home, was arrested, and is being held at the Reno County Sheriff's Office Detention Center. A fund has been set up to cover the expenses of Officer Ryan and his family. You can find that information at knssradio.com. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer tells KNSS News he thinks the 2020 presidential race is very close right now.
Hillary Clinton was a very despised candidate even by her own party. So remove Hillary Clinton, put in a guy like Joe Biden that's milquetoast, and you know, it gets real close. So I think that people, a lot of folks on the right say, well, with everything that he's done, this shouldn't be close. Well, the reality is the left is fired up. We saw it in 2018 in the midterms, and that we need to make sure that, if you believe that the president's policies are moving the country forward, then get out there and vote.
Sean Spicer was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. No signs of a truce between Michigan's governor and the White House.
Trump campaign senior advisor Jason Miller on Fox News Sunday says the reason Michigan residents are critical of Governor Gretchen Whitmer is because of restrictive policies.
But the fact of the matter is, people in Michigan want to get their state opened back up. They feel that it's been way too heavy of a hand. It's hurting their economy.
Governor Whitmer responded on NBC's Meet the Press.
I'm not going to get distracted by a text from the White House or a Supreme Court here in the state that is undermining my work. I'm going to keep going forward and doing everything I can to protect my people.
Whitmer says the president has given comfort with his rhetoric to those who recently plotted to kidnap her. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A ceremony was held in Italy Sunday to remember doctors who died while treating coronavirus patients.
179 doctors remembered Sunday for the sacrifice they made in caring for COVID-19 patients in Italy. a ceremony held in the northern Italian town of Duno, north of Milan. The doctors' names all inscribed in marble at a sanctuary in the Lombardy region, the hardest hit area in all of Italy. Among the names, 67-year-old Dr. Roberto Stella, the first known Italian physician to die of COVID-19 back on March 11th. Italy now dealing with a surge of positive coronavirus cases, topping 10,000 a day in recent days. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Missouri's first licensed marijuana dispensaries opened over the weekend in the St. Louis area with long lines. Two dispensaries run by N. Bliss opened Saturday in Ellisville and Manchester. Another dispensary is expected to open today in the Kansas City area. The openings come nearly 2 years after Missouri voters approved a constitutional amendment allowing medical marijuana sales. The Missouri Department of Health and Human Services expects most of the state's 192 approved dispensaries to be open by the end of the year. To buy the drug, people need a doctor's approval and a state medical marijuana card. Prices are expected to be high initially because of limited supply. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
This morning, a chilly air mass is in place across Wichita with cloud cover around. Temperatures may struggle to get to 53 for the high later on today, or wind will stay light out of the northeast. Cloudy tonight, Terlo 42. And as moisture returns ahead of a cool front, a few scattered showers possible early Tuesday with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky. We have an east wind at 7 miles per hour and 42 degrees. 7:35 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on Monday, October 19th. Time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are y'all?
Well, we're good. But this story that's a little alarming concerning some threats, alleged threats against you, possibly somebody wants to kidnap or maybe even kill you. This came to light, last week. What do you know about this? What happened?
You know, I was so excited to get on the show to talk about Amazon, and then, boom, you get something like this that comes our way. It really kind of throws off the whole week. So I guess we had a detective reached out and read to me the text messages of the person who was arrested, and very angry, I guess, over the current state of, it seemed like COVID in our country, and wanted my address. They something about seeing a hangman, and anyway, I was describing it as doing me harm with a knife, because I know my mother would read these stories. But in one interview, I think I did let out what it actually said, but pretty much alluding to taking me and killing me, which is just the way to top off 2020, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm sure your wife and your family are real excited about it. I say that facetiously, but this is something that has to be taken seriously. And apparently, from what I've seen so far, this gentleman's a retired firefighter who's upset that he couldn't visit his mother because of the virus and some restrictions or some of the things we've put into place to try to control this virus. And he was pretty upset about that, looks like, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and I get it. It's tough. No one is happy with how things are right now with COVID. I love to take my kids back to the zoo, to the expiration place, the places that we normally do. This took it a step further. I've been learning more about this gentleman, and I guess he has some pretty extreme views and might be going down a rabbit hole of conspiracy theories. I'm sure that our good members of the press will have a follow-up story on this gentleman. But, you know, in the end, though, we're in this together, right? Like, I understand that this is a hardship for folks because I'm going through it too. And the reality is we want to keep Wichita safe. And this is mass right now are the number one way to stop the spread of this virus as we wait for medical science to catch up and get us some more therapies.
Another thing that strikes me, this is a big sidebar, I know, but we talk about social media and the things that people are putting on there. And I have Facebook, and I see things that people write to who I know, and I think, wait a minute, what are they talking about? Where are they coming from? It's outlandish, some of it, and you gotta use a little
you know, a little discretion on what you're going to believe and what you see on there. That's just an editorial comment for you, but this is another example of, hey, you're taking it too far, dadgummit. People see what you're writing on there, you know?
Well, and that's what made me nervous about this guy, where a lot of times I'm getting something on social media and it's alluding to frustrations. It could be taken as threatening, but, you know, usually it's whatever. I take it as people getting upset. This guy didn't do that. That's what made it more interesting. He actually texted someone who he knew had my address. Eesh. And asked for my address. He wasn't just saying, hey, I want to do this to the mayor because I don't like him. It was, hey, can you give me my address so I can go carry this out?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, using more colorful language. But and I think that's why, you know, this was handled differently. And it's being investigated by detectives. And I don't know, they'll get to the bottom of it. We have officers who are ensuring my family is safe. And frankly, I'm going back to work, you know? Like, this is, I signed up for this. This is the job. So, you know, we'll keep moving forward until I'm either voted out or until one of these guys actually does successfully assassinate me.
Well, we want you to be safe. Let's just change the subject. We'll talk about the fact that Dr. Mins has come out and saying we can keep the clubs open until 1 a.m. as opposed to midnight. And I personally, I've lived in Wichita all my life, and about 9:30 is when things come to a grinding halt for me. But there are apparently young people who want to stay out till 1 o'clock in the morning. And this, we're going to see. What do you think? Will it have an impact? Will we see some more clusters? What do you think?
I don't know. We're going to see more bumps in the numbers because people are going inside. Pretty much the majority of those who follow this are in agreement that as things get colder, we will see more spread. People will be inside. We have some holidays coming up. When it comes to the nightclubs, the reason why the time was put on for Dr. Mins wasn't because it becomes more contagious that night, but pretty much there's a time. It's around 10 o'clock when restaurants can go from, you know, sitting down, eating at a table, distance from other people, to it's kind of that nightclub scene, right? Where now music's playing, you got people are drinking and the dancing and standing close and socializing, which is kind of the purpose of a bar. But also that's the way that COVID spreads. So you know, I think that shaving off an hour here and there, I don't know. I'm not Dr. Mintz. I'm not sure what daddy's looking at. But overall, we just need folks to try to do what they can to stay safe and kind of stop the spread of this thing, particularly to, you know, to mom and dad or grandma and grandpa.
All right. Stay safe out there. That's you and all of us. We need to just keep ourselves as safe as possible, and we appreciate your time this morning. And thank you so much, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted. A little serious today. In fact, very serious. We need to keep an eye on the situation. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. New pandemic rules from Dr. Mins. We were talking about that. Bill's going to have more on that coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.